Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting all that, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for nips, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody, it is Cinco de Mayo, and you have tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am Miss Sammy Brooks here talking to you live, and I have my beautiful, beautiful friend, Miss Sage Montana, on the line right now, talking to you live.
How are you doing, success? I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am amazingly fan-poking-tabulous.
How are you feeling?
I am fabulous, amazing. I am actually going to get on cam tomorrow.
Ooh.
I know. I'm going to do it. I'm freaking doing it. I'm going to do it and just be very careful. I was talking to Furby about this the other day. Excuse me. And I said to him, I don't know how the hell Sage does it. I'm like, her tits are fucking ginormous and heavy. Like, your boobies are ginormously huge. So when you're on cam, do you do a lot of titty bouncing or no?
Nope.
I was going to say, because I just can't even. Mine aren't as big as yours. I'm like 300 cc's less than yours.
No, I jiggle them with my hands or I like flex them, but no, I don't really do any, I don't ride my toy or anything like that, so I don't really bounce them.
See, and that's what I used to do, and that's part of the problem of why I had to have mine replaced is because I did too much of toy riding without a bra on last year, and it completely dislodged my implants. So, everybody out there listening, no titty bounce. You get badge and ass, that's it, and mouth and feet and whatever kind of worshiping you'd like to do to your princess.
That sounds pretty fair.
Right? I think that's pretty good. Like,
yeah, you won't bounce the tits, but you'll fuck your asshole. That sounds pretty fair to me.
Right?
I won't fuck my asshole, so.
Oh my gosh. But
you're offering a better deal than me.
You have such a pretty ass, though.
I know. Everyone says that. Too bad. They want you so bad. You know, if the price is right, you know.
If the price is right. You know, and I offered that when I was doing porn, but they were coming at me for, like, you know, $1,200 to $1,800 to shoot an anal porn scene. I said, are you flipping kidding me? I'm like,
yeah,
no.
No.
Like, you. I'm like,
you know,
no, I can make that on cam.
Yeah, I used to do anal and DP on cam, but when things kind of changed a little bit online, like, you know, when gold shows were really good and we were doing like $300-$400 gold shows at a time, it was worth it, you know.
Right?
But now, you know, I'll do a gold show for, you know, less. You know, the other night I did one and I hit a $200 goal and then some, and, you know, I'll offer squirting, but I still don't see it being enough to plow my holes yet. So when customers like start paying like they used to back in the day, then I absolutely will put that stuff back in my shows. But
that's a really, really good point, because I was thinking about that because I'm going back on cam. I haven't been on, I think I'm going on 6 weeks that I haven't been on webcam. And I was thinking about, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, if I'm going to start offering gold shows again, these mother truckers are not getting any anal or any VP. They can take me exclusive for that. And it can be a one-on-one experience, because I'm, like, so over the whole, ooh, let me just, like, do everything in, you know, a gold show, because all the girls are doing these freaking, you know, $0 to $1 to $2 gold shows and doing anal and DP and some crazy shit that I won't even say right now. And no, I'm good. Mm-mm. You live and you learn.
Yeah, I kick out a lot of things for my show. I don't even stick my toy in my vagina anymore.
Holy biscuits.
So,
hello, Cam Princess.
Yes. You know, for my customers that come in and treat me the way that I feel I should be treated on cam, since I'm sharing my vagina with
your
the world, now that I have, now that I'll be getting married, I just feel like it has to be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
I mean,
you guys,
I
hear that? Sage is y'all fucking took too
I'm not making any less money, but I feel like the longer you're camming, if you're doing those kinds of shows, like, your money should constantly be increasing, not decreasing. And I'm making really good money without fucking my pussy. I'll use my fingers, which to me feels way better anyways, because, you know, feeling the inside of a warm pussy always feels nice. So,
that's,
I mean,
what,
I can't.
That's what he said. No.
Yeah. Now I get it, why guys like the inside of our vaginas. But
I would like to have the inside of your vagina one day.
I know. We need to do it.
Seriously. One of these days, we are going to do a cam show together. We'll send the Furby and your man off, and you and I can do a cam show at the studio, hopefully in January, because we got some good stuff going on. Heck yeah. So I want to
tell you, we got a little message about that for January.
Mm-hmm. I saw the email, I saw there was one coming through, so we'll talk about that, because I don't know what all was, we'll
Chrissy
chat on that one. Okay,
yeah.
So everybody, happy Cinco de Mayo, and today, this is our 62nd episode, and we have an amazing guest coming on. Her name is Joyce Smith, and she's a tall drink of water. Like, I don't know. You met her in Vegas, I believe, in January.
I sure did. I did.
Oh, she is so freaking sexy hot. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
She is.
It's like,
and I didn't even.
It's like when she first started camming, she had this girl next door look that's like totally developed into this sex monster. Like, you know, every now and again, she posts a picture, and I'm like, holy crap, she keeps getting sexier every day.
Right, she sent me the pictures, and I'm just like, holy flipping crap. I'm like, this girl is way too sexy, just insanely, incredibly sexy. But not only that, she has the personality, which is what you and I always say to, you know, the girls out there, or girls, guys, you know, transgender, whatever. Personality is everything. Completely, 200%, and she's, this chica, she's got it, she totally has, and she's going to be calling us here in a few minutes, and we have a caller that's waiting online, so I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in before our sexy guest comes on. Okay, caller 419, how are you?
Hi there. Hi, Sammy.
Hello, darling, how are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing fabulous. Fabulous.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
My name is Stacy. Oh, also,
hello, Stacy.
I follow both of you, sexy ladies on Twitter.
Oh, yay!
Awesome.
Thank you. Nice.
I just want to. I just want to. I'm sorry, what was it?
Okay.
I just really want to, like, call and say hi. I just, you know, like I said, I think you're sexy, like you call your sex monsters. You know, I consider myself, you know, like I consider myself a sex giant.
You are, you're a naughty, naughty sexer. You naughty man, you.
Do you have
any plans for Cinco de Mayo this evening besides, you know, stroking yourself?
Hopefully, go out to the bar. Hopefully, I get lucky.
Have a couple shots, get a little lucky.
Oh, yeah, find a nice chick if she really to... You know, she wants to take on a ride on the Gentle Giant Express.
Sweetness. Love it. Well, Stacy, honey, do you have any more questions for Sage or myself? Because we're going to be getting into a couple other things before we bring on our sexy guest here in a few moments.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Well, send us out a tweet, baby doll, and we will definitely come back at you, especially if you have any questions, just send it to us on Twitter, darling.
Okay.
Okay, you have a stroking, amazing, fabulous Cinco de Mayo, darling, and we will talk to you
very soon. I hope you ladies do the exact same.
We will, for sure. Thanks, Stacy, honey. Right. Kisses. Mwah.
Bye-bye, ladies.
Bye, honey. Okay, so the rest of you out there listening, you can call us ladies at 646-595-4038, and you can give us your insight on webcamming, ask us questions about webcamming, or you can just be a naughty sex monster, you know, and join in on the fun. And then if you get too naughty, then I'll just have to put your earmuffs on, and we'll talk to you on Twitter. Just saying. I have the power of the pause. Okay, so I have to ask you, how is the little baby doing? I hear him.
He's doing so good. He's 16 pounds now.
What?
Yes, and he's 28 inches long.
Holy shit, it's only been a couple months, it seems like.
And he has, both his bottom teeth have broken all the way through. Oh, holy biscuits. How old is he now?
Yes.
4 months last Friday.
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be one tall child.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy boxer, basketball, football. We don't care.
Yes.
As long as he has something. Just not webcamming.
Exactly.
No.
And a webcam for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right? That's what I said to my daughter. I'm like, do as I say, not as I do. She listened to most of it. Most of it. thank goodness for that part. But, oh, I miss her so freaking much since she moved to Texas. I'm just like, it drives me nutso. Not being able to just, like, go over and have lunch with her. I'm like, like, why did you leave me? I'm like, don't leave me. And we were talking on the phone the other day, and she actually started crying. She's like, Mom, I want to come home. I'm like, well, you can't move back in with me. I'm like, no. I'm like, we're not doing that again. You have to have your own place if you come back to SD. Just saying. So you guys, we're going to take a quick break before we bring our fabulous guest on. Ms. Joyce Smith will be here with us very, very soon. So here we go. We're going to take a quick break, everybody, so Ms. Angela can do her sexy, sexy dollhouse radio announcements. So, Ms. Angela, I want you to take it away, baby.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio R1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on a daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Okay, you guys, you've tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we will have a beautiful guest joining us very soon. Ms. Joyce Smith is going to be coming on and sharing her webcam experiences and hopefully, you know, offering some advice to other cam models out there and whatnot. And I tell you guys what, if you have not looked her up on Twitter, you need to go do it right freaking now. Her Twitter is Joyce Smith. 888, that's 888. She is freaking hot, amazing, gorgeous, has a personality to go with the freaking long-ass legs that she has. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, she's
a cute, right? Like, she's like, I was stalking her on cam today because I was, you know, stalking girls that that I've had on the show or that I'm friends with, and I was tweeting out a few of the cam models. And I'm looking at her, I'm just like, this bitch is fucking hot. Like, I remember seeing her in Vegas, you know, talking, and we all went out to dinner and whatnot with KGB Studios. And then, but I never really had the chance to spend any time with her because I was so busy the whole freaking time. And I'm looking at her on cam today, and I'm like, okay, she's, like, making me sick because she's so sexy.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you? I'm like, why are you so hot?
Yes, this is
sexy. Oh, and she's like so proportionate. Like, she's not this like really thin model. Like, she's curved. Like, her curves are so proportionate. Like, she could totally be Victoria's Secret. Let's get this girl some angel wings and put her on the runway.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness. So big shout out to Miss Angela. Thank you for doing the Dollhouse Radio announcements. We always love when you do those because the rest of us can't, and that's why you do them so well. So, Sage, I have to ask you, any upcoming news for the studio? Like, do you have the girls doing Cinco de Mayo stuff tonight? Are they eating tacos? What's going on?
Some of them might be eating tacos.
I love it.
You know, Stream 8 had their May Day event, so we kind of did a May Day event also last week. To get a bunch of them to, you know, work extra on those days, and they all did really, really well. And this week I've got 11 new girls starting, which I'm really excited about. And I'm still working on some construction on some rooms, redecorating some rooms.
Nice.
I just got home from Hobby Lobby and got some cool stuff to set up in some rooms. So pretty exciting.
Yay. Nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I saw the whole, I got the notification, you know, the Stream 8 May Day thing, and I was almost going to do it, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to come back on cam when it's during one of the contests that they're offering, because I feel like I'd have to just do a little extra, and I'm like, you know what, I just don't even want to chance it. I'm like, no. I'm like, These sex monsters, they've been fine for the last 6 weeks. They'll be fine for another, you know, however many days before I get back on cam. They can deal with it.
Yeah. How do you feel about the website doing these competitions? I've seen girls on Twitter kind of bashing them a little bit. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen, because I didn't look at it. I don't know if the bashing's coming from, you know, are they hashtagging the StreamMate and then putting the bashing in? And the cam models that are doing it, are they actual cam models that are, like, actually put the work in?
No.
You know what I mean? No, then they have
they were cam models that put it in, but it's like, Anytime StreamMate tries to do something that benefits the models, some of the let's call them OGs, don't really, like, they just feel like StreamMate should be doing something different, you know, and I just know that StreamMate is working very hard at bettering our traffic. They're working with new affiliates. They're doing all kinds of awesome things to try to, on the back end of things, you know, and offering for us to get, you know, bonuses or whatever, like, that's kind of their way of saying, hey, we're sorry things were a little jacked. We're going to offer you guys this bonus, you know. There's no need to bash. I mean, I know not everyone's always going to be happy, but, man, quit your bitching and get online and pop your pussy already, damn.
Right? I've been saying this the whole six years I've been on StreamMate. I always say this. It's like, just smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself. That's all it's about.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. It's like, don't bitch about the hand that is feeding you. If you don't like it, then go to another webcam site. Because if you feel that you're getting jacked in the ass and not getting the proper placement, or you're not getting the proper, you know, making the proper winnings off of these contests that StreamMate is actually offering you, you know what? Stick a toy in your ass and go over to, you know, like, my free webcams and see how the hell you do over there, because I guarantee you, you'll be crawling back on your knees with a pacifier in your mouth crying foul. Just saying. Oh, whoopsie. Was I speaking my mind?
Yeah, I'm like reading these tweets and I'm like, oh my God, quit bitching, ladies. Like, they're trying to offer us a bonus. And that's kind of like their way of saying, hey, we're trying to fix the issue. Like,
and not
they've
only
never
that,
done that
like,
in all. Think about all the years that we've been on there. They've never done this.
They just started doing these promos. Girls, take advantage of it. Turn on your webcam. Get on there. Use your social media.
And that's one of the things that a lot of these girls don't freaking understand is they don't use their social media in the proper ways that they should. Don't use your social media for negativity. Use it for a positivity. Smile, look pretty, fuck yourself, and make your money. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Hashtag that, bitches.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lanta. Everybody knows Sammy speaks her mind. If you don't like it, put a toy in your ass. Go cry to mama, because I don't care. At the end of the day, I don't care. Okay, so without further ado, we are going to bring on this amazing, beautiful guest of ours, Miss Joyce Smith. I promise I'll be naughty and nice to her. I promise. Okay, my beautiful
Hello.
Darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you ladies doing today?
Fabulous.
Oh, good.
We have the fabulous going on. Happy Cinco de Mayo, mama.
Yeah, happy Cinco de Mayo to you, too. Have you had some margaritas?
Actually, I've got the vodka and soda. I got the vodka and soda going on. I don't know about stage.
That's my thing, too.
See, I'm telling you, it's like inevitable. I just need to devour this girl. Telling you.
Yeah, I love me some vodka sodas with lime. That's my drink.
Oh, putting a little limeys in it. Nice, nice. So everybody out there listening, we have Miss Joyce Smith on the line with us. She is beautiful, sexy, amazing, tall drink of water. That I was totally stalking you today because you looked so freaking, you're hot anyway. It doesn't matter. You don't even need to be on cam. You send out a pic and you're as hot as your pictures and just as hot in person.
Thanks.
Gorgeous, gorgeous darling that you are.
You ladies are gorgeous as well.
I agree. Sexy mama.
She's like so damn sexy. It's like, how come I didn't like just scoop into this one like a couple of years ago when you started camming? I did not even know that you were on webcam until freaking Vegas. Like, I had no idea.
Like this Literally. Vegas or Las Vegas?
This Las Vegas in January. Like,
oh, really?
I had no idea. Yeah. Like, right? When KGB was telling me about you, and I'm like, huh? I'm like, who? And then I went and I looked and I stalked. I was like, whoa. I'm like, okay. I'm like, this is some cam model material that we need to get out there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I didn't really get on, like, Twitter or anything until the first time I went. I went to AVN, not this one, but the last one, and that's where I met, like, Kristen and, like, Lily and stuff like that. And they kind of, like, took me under their wing, and they told me to start a Twitter, so I did that. So I feel like that's, like, put me out there more, you know?
Social media is a huge, huge thing for cam models. Like, Sage and I were just talking. I don't know if you heard us, but, you know, right? So what is your take on these girls talking negative about, you know, streaming and them, you know, not winning in these promos? What do you think about that?
I think that's so silly.
Right?
I really like the positive tweets and, like, that's mostly what I follow and, you know, like, good vibes. That's what I'm all about. I don't like negative tweets or, like, emotional tweets or, like, and I can vent, like, here and there sometimes. I understand that, but you gotta keep it positive.
But it's all about good vibrations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We like the good vibrations. Because, with Joyce, you're so happy-go-lucky, and, you know, like, in your profile it says, you know, you love to laugh and just enjoy life, basically. And I noticed that stalking you on cam, you're just cute and smiley and sexy. Like, this whole, like, enigma of sexiness is just insane.
Yeah, that's such a compliment coming from you. So thank you. I really try.
Oh,
I'm like,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely try. I mean, I think I really work on, you know, positivity and, like, loving life. I think it really comes off on cam and people can pick it up. So, like, if you're in a bad mood or something on cam, you're, like, people aren't going to want to masturbate to you. Like,
right?
<that's>
Better attitude.
You just have to, like, try to have a good time. And yeah. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like,
I just try to keep it light.
That's what us good cam models do. Now, don't get me wrong. If you guys out there and girls listening, if you have a fetish for bad attitudes, I've got some girls that I will send you to. Just saying. Like,
yeah, for sure. I think that's really hot, too, and I'm not good at it.
Right? Like, I can play a little bit of a dominating role, but when it comes to having a bad attitude and bringing, you know, if I was to have a bad day and get on cam, I just for some reason cannot just show it. My face just, unless I'm having issues, if there's an internet issue, people can see on my face, oh shit, Sammy's pissed. Okay, so it's on their internet. But when it comes to this normal life, like, I can't bring that to the cam room. Like, Sage, I have never, in my 6 years of knowing Sage, I have never once ever seen her pissed off on cam. Ever.
I'll
log off if I'm getting it.
She's so sweet, too, though. Every time I meet Sage, she's always just, like, so genuinely nice, and she always comes up to me and says hi, and, like, she's, like, one of my favorites.
She's normal.
Yeah.
She's normal. Like, well, our kind of normal. I don't know what everybody else
is,
but our kind of normal. Oh, my goodness.
Very
she's
sweet.
Funny. So we have some callers that have been waiting very patiently. So I'm going to bring in this caller right now, Joyce and Sage. All right, 561, let me guess. Sweet Pea, is that you, darling?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy and Sage and Joyce. How are you all doing tonight?
Hi, Sweet Pea.
Good.
Hello. Good.
What's up, darling?
I'm just taking a look at Joyce's profile on StreamAid.
Oh,
and,
you're stalking her. Okay, I got you. I'm picking up what you're throwing down. Okay.
Research mainly. I was just seeing that she's into paddling. Has she ever had any crazy things wanting to do with paddling that they wanted to show her fans?
Did you say paddling?
Yeah. I was seeing that in your,
like,
in your profile. Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Just, you know, normal kind of paddling situations that I demonstrate.
You mean you haven't had anybody ask you to spank your ass so damn hard that it was, like, so bright red that you were almost ready to cry? You haven't had that happen yet?
Not really. I mean, I've definitely got to the point where it's red and you can see it, but nothing, like, too crazy. So maybe someone should ask me next time.
Ooh. Hey, I bruised my ass with my own handprint one time from doing it too hard.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, but it was inexclusive, and the guy was in there for, like, 40 minutes, so what do you do?
Yeah, right.
I don't recommend it because it kind of hurts the next day. So unless you're really into ass bruising besides having anal sex, I wouldn't recommend it.
Nice. And one other question I have for you is the role play scenarios. What do you like to do?
Role play is really fun. I do enjoy that. I do have a couple outfits, like a secretary outfit. I have a really cute schoolgirl outfit. I don't know if you've seen those pictures on Twitter. But, yeah, I get into it. I like the little actress role play.
Nice. So, like, we could play... We could play mommy and daughter together on webcam.
Oh, yeah. Bad moment.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we can't talk like that too much around Sleepy. He'll be, like, stroking and stalking while we're talking.
Well, you go on Streamy and find more.
Exactly. And Sweetie, you better be stalking her live webcam, I'm telling you right now, or else I'm going to have to, you know, send somebody down there to beat your balls if you're not.
Well, don't worry. I just put her into my favorites on StreamMates.
All right. Perfect. That's perfect. Okay, Sweetie, honey, any more questions for us chicas? Because I've got another caller waiting, baby doll.
Nope. Just hope you all have a great Cinco de Mayo and enjoy your evening. I love you all very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
Sweetie.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks, baby doll. Go enjoy a shot
anytime.
And a nice, yummy taco.
Hell yeah. Making me hungry.
Really? Sage, did you hear that? She's hungry for a taco.
Like a pan taco.
Yummy. I'm actually going to make some tacos tonight for dinner. I'm going to do some yummy grilled tacos and nice bottle of wine. And which, Joyce, you are a total foodie. You like yummy food and enjoying deliciousness. And say, tell me, like, seriously, this girl does not eat. I swear to bejesus. Where the hell do you put all the food?
Right?
Me?
Right.
Yeah. I eat like crazy. Like, recently I've been trying to, like, watch what I eat for summer. Like, I'll go crazy, man.
You're trying to watch what you eat for summer? I just saw you on cam.
I think you'll be looking great.
I'm going to knock her out. Seriously. All the way from San Diego to the Pacific Northwest, I'm going to knock her out.
Yeah, I've been working out a lot. I've been eating healthy. And now I just want a freaking taco, man.
Oh, I'm not eating healthy tonight. I'm doing chicken tacos on the grill, and I'm going to have some sour cream and some guacamole. Everything, I make everything fresh at home. I'm throwing that shit together
so
and
good.
Having a bottle of wine. Okay, maybe two or three bottles of wine.
That sounds
we'll see.
Perfect right now.
Yeah, it does. Yummy.
Do you throw down on the grill? Are you a grill master?
Oh, my gosh. I am a foodie like you. You could, like, put me on the Food Network, and I would cook off with the best of them. As long
awesome.
As it's not, like, a live, like, animal. Like Andrew Zimmern, no, I couldn't compete with him because I'd be, no, that wouldn't work. Even if I was drunk, that wouldn't work.
That's
just
so
saying.
Awesome, though. I respect a girl that grills.
Oh, I'm like total, like, griller of the grillers. Like, you can give me a nice set of balls, and I will grill a nice set of balls all day long.
Heck yeah. I'm
okay,
getting hungry
now.
I need some tacos.
Oh, I'm gonna give you some tacos. Me and Sage, we're coming up to PNW, giving you some tacos, sister. Okay,
thank
we
you.
Have another caller waiting so patiently. You are there, darling. How are you, Johnny?
Hello, my dear. I'll be your taco.
Wow. Hey, Johnny, you got that backwards. We'll be your taco. You'll be our hot dog.
All right,
we'll
that's
be
even
taco.
Better.
God. We're gonna eat our tacos. We'll put
I'm
your hot dog
down.
Between our taco.
Hey now. To quote George Takei, oh my.
Oh my. What's up there, baby doll?
Not much, other than the fact that I'm battling my sinuses and I'm currently dizzy like I've been on a 3-day bender. Other than that, I'm fine.
I told you, cut the fucking nose off and you'll be just fine. You'll be like Scooter.
Yeah, I know.
No
That's
nose.
What I'm starting to think.
There he is.
It's like being on.
Cut the fucking thing off.
It's like being on one of those really horrible carnival rides and they like won't turn the ride off and let you off. Other than that, I'm fine. Other than that, I'm fine. And I am also on the non-healthy train tonight. I will be getting back on the healthy train of eating later. But I had to call in and show myself to you girls, and I had to rave about your lovely little guest, who I learned about, probably maybe 2 years ago from one of her little friends, Miss Lily Rose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate the support. That's awesome.
Nice.
And if I had my personal preference, if I was going to put a lovely little group together, I'd put each of the three of you with Miss Lily and our mutual pal, Miss Melissa Dawson.
Ooh,
and
I would have to throw in Kristen Cavallari,
yeah,
as well.
Definitely.
Yes.
That girl is Marilyn Monroe in Norway. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, with a nice ass.
Right?
I don't know her very much. I've only seen her name and seen her face. I've not had much interaction with her, but she
her
seems very nice.
Her body is to die for. I'm just saying.
Mhm. And she's really funny. You should go follow her. She's awesome.
Yeah, she
I
is.
I will
awesome.
Have to look her up.
Yes, I'll send you her Twitter there, darling Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Johnny.
What can I say? I'm a sucker for pretty ladies. There are word ladies.
Shit. You're a sucker. Yeah. Wait a second. Wait. You're a sucker.
Yeah, I'm like a lollipop. You want to lick?
Or a wiener sucker.
Hear what I said? I said, I'm like a lollipop. You want to lick?
Wait, we're supposed to say that to you.
I think it can work conversely in both directions there.
Okay, Johnny, what questions do you have for our sexy, yummy Miss Joyce this evening, darling?
Actually, I heard the topic of your opening there about the girls who are complaining about things. You know, there are plenty of alternatives for you to work on if you don't like the place you are. And granted, sometimes, yes, there may be some technical glitches, but I think if you will be patient, things will ultimately work out, and most of your fan base are going to be patient with you. Do you find that most of the fan base is patient when you have technical issues? That's
yeah,
something
I would
I think
say definitely over the years I've had some amazing regulars, and I think that if you kind of show positivity, it will attract positivity, and I think that those people usually are patient, and they always come back. They're always very kind and sweet. So I do, yeah, I definitely think that they'll stick by you.
It's one of these things when I see different girls complaining about where they're working, I'm like, well, you have an alternative. I would say that it would probably be advantageous to you to have multiple backup plans in case some sort of technical snafu does happen, so you don't miss out on anything.
Yeah, I agree. And it's always good to be prepared or, you know, like have your savings if that's an issue and things like that. But, I mean, usually it does work out and it does even out in the end.
I have another good question.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny. Ask away, darling.
I was just going to ask, what are each of you ladies' stances on the other forms of social media, such as the Snapchat and the Instagrams and all that? And which do you personally find is the easiest way for you to connect outside of your... I'm smart.
You're doing your girly homework there, Johnny, baby. Sage, I'm gonna let Sage answer that first, and then Miss Joyce, I'll let you give a little insight, and then I'll give my final word on that.
I totally love Twitter and then Instagram. I think that Instagram, you can kind of tease your fans just enough that they'll want to come and watch your shows or purchase dirtier pictures or whatever. But Twitter, I think, is a lot of fun. I'm not really huge on Facebook, but I think Twitter and Instagram are the best.
Joyce,
yeah,
what are your words on that?
I would have to agree on Twitter. It's definitely my favorite. I mean, just the whole layout and everything like that, and your followers, and you can post kind of sexier nudie pics. And I think my second favorite would be Snapchat, because people can purchase that, and then they're kind of like following you on there, and then they can get, you know, more naked pictures, and it's kind of a good tease because they can only last, you know, a few seconds at a time or stuff like that.
I would agree with both of you. I will say my favorites, obviously, you guys all know that Twitter, I always like to tweet my twat. Well, I used to tweet my twat. I don't tweet my twat as much as I used to, because I'm always, you know, just tweeting whatever I feel like tweeting at the moment. And Instagram I like because of the fact that it's non-nude. So Instagram is fun for me posting, like, the flyers for the radio show and pictures of my little puggy wuggy or just stupid shit that I want to post on there. So I have fun with that. And I will say I'm about to jump on the Snapchat bandwagon, because I literally had so many people asking, Sammy, are you on Snapchat? Are you on Snapchat? And I'm like, well, fuck, I don't have time. I'm like, helping my husband with his business in the office, like doing all his billing. And it's like, I'm trying to get back to webcamming and masturbating. It's like, how am I going to have time to Snapchat? But if you're willing to pay, I'm willing to share. Just saying. For your cam friends, I'm going to get on Snapchat. But
you
I will say,
when it comes, add me on there if you ever create
on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just joined it. It's on my phone. I just haven't got into the whole gist of all of it. So I'm gonna get my veg on there. Don't worry. But I will say, when it comes to Facebook, I have gazillions of people on Facebook. But it's so freaking political. It's like, and I know a lot of you out there listening are going to hate when I say this, Facebook is so freaking liberal. And I don't care if all of you out there listening to me hate me for saying that. I'm going to get hate mail. I don't give a fuck. But Facebook is too liberal for me, even though I have my Sammy Facebook out there. It's just like, I mean, look at Twitter these days. Literally, 2.5, 3 years ago, and Sage, you know this, there were no vag pics out there like there are now. Like, they're all over Twitter. I remember Twitter would take your account, seize it up, fire you, and maybe think of bringing you back. And now there's vag and dick everywhere all over freaking Twitter now. So I'm saying Facebook, lighten up your liberal side. And let us show our badge, and we'll have a whole lot more fun. Just saying.
Heck yeah.
So there you go, Johnny. There you go. That's what we think about that.
I was just going to say that I went kicking and screaming, learning how to do the Snapchat thing, but several girls were like, oh, come on, you need to learn it. And then I have some coworkers that were like, oh, you need to learn how to do this. It's fun. And I'm like, I'm old. I don't want to learn how to do anything new and challenging.
You mean you want to go on Snapchat so you can send me a picture of your rainbow mascara and shit? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Rainbow
mascara. Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, Johnny,
oh, she's
baby.
Had fun busting me with that one.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm going to bring Johnny on as our transgender at the Adult Webcam Awards in January. I'm sending him.
May the Lord help us all.
It does.
Making me up.
It does take a while.
Okay, Johnny, any more questions for us girls?
Not really. I was just going to pass it off with saying that, you know, putting me in any kind of makeup, it's just one of those things. You can't add makeup to make this look better, trust me. No. You're going to need a whole powerful lot of paintbrushes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Johnny,
I'm
will you enjoy your
no
speaking to my own?
I shall. I'll have to send you a fancy little picture later. You'll love it.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I'm totally waiting
later.
For it right now. Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Joyce, how much do you charge for your Snapchat?
Well, usually a $50 Amazon gift card is what I do.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Sage, we're talking in sync here. Nice.
Nice.
I know, like, we're twins. I know, seriously. We've totally been on the same, like, wavelength for way too long. Now, if I can only get your sexy ass here to San Diego so we can do some photos.
Fun.
We need I know. I think we might take a family trip out there to the zoo, so we might have to splash you.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
I got an extra room. I have an extra room already set up for you. Seriously. I'll take all my
zoo.
Heels down. Oh, and the San Diego Zoo is so amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't think I've
really
ever been
is.
To the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, girlfriend, you
yeah,
it is. There.
It's famous,
it's
isn't
amazing.
It? For being so amazing.
It's so
big.
It's ginormous. It is. It's ginormous. Just like Phaedra's tits. It's ginormous.
Like Oregon has a pretty good zoo, but that's like the only one I've really seen. I need to get out there. I need to see more zoos.
Yes. You do. And I moved down from Seattle, so I'm totally, that's where I was raised. I'm a Pacific Northwest girl. Yeah, so you and I will, we'll talk because I'm going to be coming up there after my daughter's birthday in July and visiting. So, whoop, whoop.
Oh,
hey, I'm
awesome.
Going in July, too.
You are? You're going to be in July. Yeah, my little brother is stationed right across from there.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Is it, I can't remember the name of that station up there. Is he in the Army? Is it Fort
no,
Bragg?
He's in the Navy.
Oh,
but he's
in the Navy.
What the heck is it? It starts with a B, I want to say.
Bremerton.
There we go.
Yep, yeah, he's over. My dad used to live in Bremerton, so I know exactly where it was, because when I was in high school, me and my girlfriends, we were so bad, we would get on the ferry from Seattle to Bremerton, just because we wanted to go and see all the hot guys in uniform.
Yeah, it's really
that's
nice
so
over
funny.
There. I like it. It's very peaceful.
It is peaceful, but when you know you're in high school and you think that you can just take a ferry over and go look at hot guys, no, it doesn't work that way.
No,
it didn't work out so well. They sent us back. They're like, no, girls, you can't even pass the gate. Go back. Get on the ferry. Go back.
Yeah, you guys should hit me up when you're in Seattle. That's like a 3-hour drive for me.
Yeah, my goodness. Yes. And I'll be talking to you, Miss Joyce, because, we got some stuff to talk about, sister.
All right.
So, girls, we are coming up on the end of our show, and it's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous having you here with us, Miss Joyce. So why don't you give me all your yummy, amazing shout-outs if you have anything exciting that you want to share with us that you might have coming up. But any shout-outs that you have, give them to me right now, you sexy vixen.
Well, yes, I just want to say thank you, ladies, very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. And, I mean, you can just see me on StreamMate or Twitter. Those are usually the big things that I'm on. Joyce Smith 888 is usually what it is. And you can buy my Snapchat. You could just email me at joyce.smith888@yahoo.com. And I think that's about it.
Yay! And her cam link to go and watch her live on cam is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Smith.cammodels.com. Absolutely amazing. She's gorgeous. And her Twitter that you definitely have to go check out, I'm not lying, is at Joyce Smith 888. That's 888, not A, but the number 8. So go and follow her on Twitter and check out all her yummies, because she's got lots of yummies to offer you from the top to the bottom. Just saying. Miss Sage Montana, what you got going on for me, sister?
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1. Of course, you can follow my Instagram at Sage in Vegas. or watch me live at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com or on dreamlover.com/sagemontana, where you can get some naughty pictures and videos sent directly from my phone to yours.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. That means she's going to send you some naughties. Going to send you some naughties. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And our beautiful guest, Miss Joyce Smith, was joining us. And make sure you guys all go out there and check out all of us girls on StreamMate. We have, like, so much fun there. I'm finally getting back on cam. And, of course, you can follow me on cam at sammy_brooks.cammodels.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. And I might be tweeting my twat soon at sammybrooks9. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, of course, sammybrooks69. I got a 6'9 thing going on. Also on Facebook, sammybrooks69. I'm always keeping it 6'9". Why? Because that's one of my favorite positions. I'm just saying. Also, make sure you follow at Adult Cam Awards, at Adult Cam News, and also at Cam Model Forum. So you can keep up with what's going on in the world of cam models. Everything is always brought to you right there at the time that you need it. And if you have any questions for us at all, make sure you go to Twitter and you DM us, or you just ask us on our Twitter feed. And on that note, girls, it's been absolutely fabulous. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Go get
so
your drink
fun.
On. Get your masturbation on. Do whatever you got to do. And for those of you that I see that were left in the host queue, you have to press 1. If I wasn't able to take your call, it's because you didn't press 1.
Oh man.
So next Thursday, we have Miss Talia Love coming on to join us. So everybody have a fabulously stroking and masturbationally wet Thursday, and we'll be back next week. On that note, girls, I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
girls. Bye.
Bye.
Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we had. I
call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap, with me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.